Alaska's media landscape is about to undergo a change. Two daily newspapers and a weekly are among 11 papers getting sold by Morris Communications to Gatehouse Media for a reported $120 million. The deal includes the Juneau Empire, Peninsula Clarion in Kenai, and weekly Homer News. KTOO's Jacob Resnick reports.
Newsrooms learned about the sale of their papers to Gatehouse Media early Wednesday morning. The upstate New York-based chain is one of the fastest-growing media companies in the country.
So I got an email from corporate, from Morris, and announcing it, and they referred us to, referred me to a press release on the Morris website.
That's Michael Armstrong, editor of the Homer News. He's been at the paper since 1999.
The Gatehouse people are visiting the Morris properties today and tomorrow, and they'll come down to Kenai and to Homer, and we'll find out more from them.
The Juneau Empire has been owned by the Georgia-based Morris family since 1969. They also bought the Peninsula Clarion in 1990. Dee Dee McKenzie is publisher of all three papers, and she says she's staying in that role.
The sale will actually be final October 2nd, and after that, you know, we'll know a lot more. So for now, it's really business as usual.
The Kenai-based executive says the Morris family had been looking at selling the papers for about a year.
Gatehouse was a really good fit, and it's a great opportunity for these newspapers to also become a part of Gatehouse Media, which is a larger newspaper company. They're in 36 states, and so it's a great opportunity for us.
The offloading of 11 newspapers by the family-owned Morris chain is part of an industry-wide trend, says analyst Rick Edmonds of the Poynter Institute.
Well, I think we're in a period of quite a lot of consolidation, and even the language of the press release sort of follows a storyline that's been developing, which is it's harder and harder for either individual papers or smaller chains to stay competitive.
Gatehouse now owns more than 130 papers in mostly small and mid-sized markets, more than any other chain. Edmund says Gatehouse finds ways to consolidate its holdings for efficiency.
They have a very large copy editing production layout center in Austin, Texas that does all of their papers.
The company emerged from a $1.2 billion bankruptcy in 2013 and has since been recapitalized by a private equity firm. Since then, it's expanded rapidly into the nation's second largest newspaper chain after Gannett. Its parent company is a publicly traded company called New Media Investment, which is backed by a private equity fund. And here's where it gets complex. The Fortress Investment Group controls less than 1% of company stock, but wields an enormous amount of control.
The bigger the company gets, the more money that the external manager Fortress collects.
That's Jeff Gordon, a sports columnist with the Post-Dispatch in St. Louis. He's also president of the United Media Guild, which represents unionized workers at 18 Gatehouse papers. He's critical of how a financial entity is rearranging small media companies.
How it works, basically, Fortress Investment Group operates as the external manager, so it gets millions of dollars in revenue from, quote-unquote, managing this company and basically arranging for financing, backing purchases.
Fortress Investment Group is reaping a windfall in fees, and he's worried that it's at the expense of the newspapers in the long term. The Morris family will retain some holdings in Alaska. It's not selling the Juneau Empire's building or the Alaska Journal of Commerce, Alaska Equipment Trader, and the weekly Chugiak Eagle River Star. With reporting from Aaron Bolton and Homer, I'm Jacob Resnick in Juneau.